this is an issue that's unfortunately an ongoing issue. I've been raising it for a very long, long time within the council, and unfortunately within senior staff, it just seems to be falling on deaf ears. Over in Maharoti the other day, while I was coming back from Inishbofin, I checked the toilets, as I generally do around most of the area. I would check toilets and that there, and unfortunately, yet again, I found the toilets were that bad you couldn't use them. Now, our staff work extremely hard, there's no doubt about that, and we are investing quite a lot of energy and taxpayers' money into trying to provide good services within our area, but in some of the areas that just isn't working. It happening, like the toilets, no proper regulations in terms of camper sites, there's bins, dog foul bins. There, you know, we're falling extremely short compared to other councils and other areas, and that's not acceptable. So while we're at meetings and discussing the importance of bringing tourism into the area to provide services for our local community first and foremost, it shows total disrespect when we can't even clean toilets. And what we need is, we need to stop asking people on CE schemes who are on very, very little money as it is to clean public toilets. We need to employ people with proper wages and proper conditions and to go around and clean them toilets in the areas that they are. And trust me, there are far more areas that we need to provide this public toilets to, and we're not doing that. And the toilets that we do have, they're just not being maintained properly. What we need to do, like I said, is to look towards the toilets that we put in Tagola and down in Bradge beside the airport and put them in other areas and employ somebody directly. Yesterday, Eric Mahalia, I was talking to the owner of the corner bar in relation to visitors and footfall, and the footfall is up high. Saba in and out to Gola, Harry in and out to Inishbofin and other areas, and they're all saying the same thing. Good footfall this year, and it shows the hard work the council are doing in relation to try to attract people to the area. But what happens then is that people come to beautiful, beautiful Donegal, and then the very basics we're falling very short of, and that's not acceptable. I am losing absolute faith in the council in relation to this here. And I'm not the only one. I'm not the only councillor who's asking for this, and we have to be listened to, because that is what we're elected and paid to do, is to do everything we can for the community that we serve. And this is one of the issues that has to be addressed. Can't put things on the long finger. We have a terrible, terrible habit of dragging the arse out of every single thing, and you have to wait forever. And I think what it is that they hope that you give up. I certainly ain't given up on issues that are important for my community.